Hello.
Hello. Hi,
hello.
How are you doing today?
All right.
Great. My name is Antonio. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. Am I speaking with Jacqueline?
Yes.
Jacqueline, we are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you in a place where you can talk safely on your phone?
Yes.
Great. Now, if you don't mind me asking, does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older?
Yes.
And registered to vote? Great. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
54.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
100%.
Definitely going to vote. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied, very dissatisfied.
Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress to be focused on? You can select up to two. Providing affordable child care, improving the economy, increasing border security, and stopping illegal immigration, reducing crime, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, improving kindergarten through 12th grade public school education, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, reducing gun violence, fighting inflation, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, protecting LGBTQ rights, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. You can select up to two that you might want your Congress to be focused on.
Well, women's rights, violence,
okay.
Or immigration are kind of like iffy because everybody wants to get a new start.
Okay.
I just think it's unfair sometimes that people that have not been in the United States get more privileges, and as far as income and assistance with certain things that us as Americans aren't eligible for because we've been here.
Okay. So you say that would be standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, or increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration.
Well, I don't want to. I don't feel like it should be illegal immigration. Yes, I think it should be legal, but it.
Okay.
It's kind of catch 22 because you got so much red tape in there.
I understand. I understand. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Did you say the economy?
Yes, the economic conditions in the country.
Yeah, I think the economic conditions are getting worse because it seems like the people that have more money get more breaks.
Okay.
And just because your kids are grown and out on their own, parents get taxed more because their kids are over 18. But at the same time, your children, we still need to help them. And we get taxed more, which leaves us less to do anything with because they feel like over 18, we're not taking care of our kids. But we still are.
Okay. Now.
It's not legalized. Like, we can't pay their insurance or whatever.
I understand.
Get a bigger tax break. But we still have to do things for our families during
for
the course
family.
Of the year.
Now, thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel that you can get ahead?
No, I don't think that. I think the cost of living goes up, but our wages don't.
Okay, so you think that you're falling behind?
Yes. I'm falling far behind.
In your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two. Let me read them to you. Unfair or rigged economic system for the rich. Poor life choices. Unfair or rigged economic system for the rich.
I think is unfair for us, not the rich.
Okay. So it's rigged for the rich.
Yeah, it's rigged. Yes. Okay. Oh yes, of course. Yeah.
Now, what about poor life choices and values by some? Poor work ethic, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, racism and discrimination. Too many people depending on the government for handouts. The breakdown of the traditional family structure. Lack of good paying jobs opportunity.
Yes.
Not enough good role models, inadequate programs to help people in poverty.
Yes.
Inadequate programs, okay.
Yes.
Now,
I just feel like it shouldn't be that line that, you know, between the rich and the poor, because the rich was poor at one time. That's why they wanted to get rich.
Okay. Now, here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. Let me read them to you. Prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime. Too many young people not being properly parented and raised. A toxic culture with the music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values. Reduce funding for public services to help people in need. A broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders, too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets, not enough police officers on the streets, too many guns flooding our streets, inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by, inadequate programs to help lower, income people, lack of ethical programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training.
Yes.
Okay, a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training, correct?
Yes.
What about too many guns flooding our streets, inflation, and the rising cost of living, making it harder for people to get by, okay?
Yes.
Now, how much have you read? I'm sorry. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot?
Yes.
A little? A lot. Okay.
Do you
support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
Oppose.
Would you oppose strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable about them. 0, the opposite. Very cold and very unfavorable. And 50, neither cold or hot. And if you haven't heard about them, just let me know, okay? And even if you have no opinion, let me read the first one. Hakeem Jeffries. Have you heard about him?
Hakeem Jeffries.
Yes, Hakeem Jeffries.
No.
Okay. What about the feminist movement?
Yes.
From 0 to 100, how would you feel about them?
For the women's movement? 100.
The feminist movement, okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Yes, I've heard of her. I know who she is.
Okay, how do you feel about her from 0 to 100?
100.
What about Black Lives Matter?
About 90. Who?
Okay. What about Black Lives Matters or BLM?
I support it.
Okay. So how do you feel about it from 0 to 100?
From 0 to 100, I guess I'm about a 75.
What about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden. I'm with him.
How do you feel about him from 0 to 100?
I guess about a 90.
What about Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. What about Kevin McCarthy?
I'm not familiar with who he is.
Okay. What about Beyonce?
No, she's not affected in anything. 0.
Okay. But do you have a favorable or warm opinion about her or not favorable?
Yeah, I don't feel negative, but I have a warm opinion about her.
From 0 to 100, how would you rate that opinion?
I guess about a 65, 70, I guess.
Okay. What about the gay rights movement?
100.
What about Ron DeSantis?
Ron DeSantis. I don't really see his, really with it.
Okay. What about the NAACP?
I'm down. I 100% support it.
Barack Obama.
100%.
What about the critical race theory? Or CRT? It's an organization, yes. If you haven't heard about
that again.
The critical race theory or CRT.
And what is that? Like the critical race theory.
It's an organization, but I don't know what they do, to be honest with you. If you haven't heard about them, we can select that. That's no problem.
Yeah, exactly. I probably heard about it, but I don't, you know, like all them of groups.
I know it's a long way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, in that election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Cornel West, third party candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Switching things a little bit, could you please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5, moderate impact, and 0, no impact at all. Let me read these particular statements, okay? Crime and violence in this country, from 0 to 10, how much of an impact would that have personally in your life?
Can you say 0 to
10.
To 10.
Major impact. Okay. What about the country's economy going into a recession soon? Would you have a major impact, moderate impact?
Yeah.
Okay, from
major
0 to 10.
Impact.
From
major
0 to 10.
To 10.
What about climate change?
Of course, 10. That affects us all.
Affirmative action ending.
Well, I think it helped a lot of us, but I don't, again, that's the question where I say it shouldn't have never been a difference in the first place.
Okay.
We shouldn't have needed, you know, that to.
So how much of an impact would you say that ending affirmative action would have on your life personally, from 0 to 10?
I think a 10, because a lot of jobs, you know.
Now, I truly thank you, okay, ma'am? Thank you for answering these questions. We're almost done, okay? I'm going to try to speed up the process or read up a little bit faster so it doesn't take too much time. Now, let me read to you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Would you agree or disagree?
Yes.
Would you agree?
I agree. Yes.
Somewhat or strongly?
Say somewhat or what?
Or strongly agree.
Strongly.
What about the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use?
Well, I mean, that would create less crime. You have people getting locked up for it, something that you can grow in your yard. So.
Okay. So would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Very strong or somewhat?
Very strong.
What about raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff?
Yes, I would support that.
So you would strongly agree?
Yes.
Or somewhat. Okay. Now, the government should pass a legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Yes, I do support that. I don't think that nobody else got the right to tell you what to do.
So that would be, you would agree with it strongly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, strongly.
What about children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers? Would you agree or disagree with that?
I would agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
I agree strongly.
The government should provide free child care to all families. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. My kids are grown, but I think it shouldn't be as expensive. Well,
so you would agree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about ban assault weapons?
Yes.
You strongly agree? Or
I strongly agree.
Okay. Now, in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Let me read these choices. Sickness or serious injury. Death of a family member. Mothers adopting a child. Mothers giving birth to a child. Fathers adopting a child. Caring for a family member with a serious health condition. Father whose spouse or parents or partners, I'm sorry, is giving birth to a child when dealing with a mental health episode.
I strongly agree.
With all of them?
Yes.
Okay. Let me select them for you. Okay, now, how often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not all?
Often.
Okay. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Your home was vandalized or broken into, either you or to a household member.
No.
Violent crime such as assault. Has that happened to you?
No.
Okay. What about money or property was stolen?
No.
The car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Okay. So you're a high school graduate, correct?
Yes.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced? Single? Okay.
Yes.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age?
Two.
Or younger, living in your household? Okay.
No, they don't live with me. They're grown on their own.
Oh, okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Never. Hardly.
Hardly ever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me read to you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. Fox News.
Rarely. Never.
Very. Never? Okay. Seldom to never. What about SMNBC? MSNBC.
I watch Channel 6, ABC.
Okay. What about That's the network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
ABC.
Okay. So you will say that's very often? Somewhat often? Not that often?
Often.
Very, very often. Okay.
Yes.
What about CNN?
I watch them often.
Okay. Somewhat or very often?
Very often.
Your local TV news?
My local TV news, yes.
Very often, okay.
Often, yes.
Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Very strong Democrat?
Yes.
Not strong Democrat, okay. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided
Medicaid.
By Medicaid, okay. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You?
Me.
Okay. Would you please tell me which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls under? $15,000 to $30,000, $30,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $150,000, $150,000.
Yeah, that's gonna be about $20,000, $15,000 to $20,000.
Okay.
How much longer is this going to take? I got to get my
questions. Actually, we're almost done. Two more questions. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Awesome. Great. Thank you, ma'am. We are complete with the survey. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, ma'am. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.